Magic 931's Brooke and Vogue.
Last night, Survivor claimed its second victim and one of the favourites. The bonus for me, though, is I get to speak to him on the phone this morning. It's Gavin Wanganeen. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, look, we're doing pretty well, all things considered, over in lockdown over here. But look, for you, last night, disappointing to see you go, and quite surprising. I think you even said to Jonathan that you didn't see that coming. What was going through your head in that moment?
I was just in shock mode, because when I saw my name the first time, because once, you know, Kez pulled the idol, I'm thinking, well, okay, one of us in trouble here. Then when I saw my name, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, no, I didn't think it was me. I thought they'd go for Simon or Emmett, because Simon's a bit, you know, leading the charge. He's a bit more bullish around, you know, getting things done for our alliance. So I thought that was a target on his back.
Mm.
But they didn't go for him or Emmett, and they went for me. So I thought, just personal opinion, I thought they went for the least likely person. But I guess that's what can happen to Survivor. They go for, for anyone. It's just, you need a little bit of luck, especially early in the game. So I was definitely in shock the whole time.
I don't blame you. I think we all were watching. And Survivor is so intense so quickly. There's not a lot of build-up. It's full-on from the get-go. What was the overall experience like for you, if not a bit short?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind, damn, it was just a bit short. I mean, I envisaged myself getting to merge, but as an alliance, we made some mistakes as an alliance, which cost us, which cost me early. So that's unfortunate. But the overall experience, I really enjoyed it. To be plonked on a campsite or just in a really remote area with a bunch of strangers, 12 people in your tribe, you get to meet them and experience a little bit of the game with them and the elements. I really enjoy that aspect of it. And also the competing, the challenges, like the rewards challenges and obviously the immunity challenges. I really love that aspect of the game. But I just didn't get a chance to do enough of it.
Yeah, that's such a shame. And look, you, like you said, you've got that bit of fire in you. I suppose a lot of that comes back to your footy playing. You did win a Brownlow medal. How does that compare to getting on Survivor?
Oh, you know, it's a bit different, you know.
Just a little bit.
I love both, but this after my, you know, my footy journey, this is a wonderful experience. I'm really grateful for. I really enjoyed it.
And would you do it again?
I would do it again, yeah, definitely. Yeah, especially because I still feel a little bit unfulfilled. Like, I only got to day six and I was just, you know, second person voted out of our tribe and third overall. Yeah, I'd do it again, but, you know, chances of that happening are probably quite slim.
Well, it was great to watch you, even if it was such a short amount of time. We're all rooting for you here in South Australia. I know that much.
Awesome. Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning, and all the best to you.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye.